sorry that he died and everything.
Oh, they're the parents. Uh-huh. I mean, the family.
And they're in what? If they're grieving,
sorrow.
Okay, did you ever say in mourning?
In who?
In mourning.
Oh, yeah, mourning. Yeah, they say that.
Huh?
Yeah.
How do they say that?
Oh, they use it like the body is at the, like whoever was the closest to him.
Uh-huh.
But they say that that person is in mourning.
Mm-hmm. On an average sort of day, if somebody asked you how you were feeling, what would you say?
All right.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
And your joints start.
Yeah, you start getting stiff.
Oh, call that arthritis or rheumatism.
What's the difference?
Rheumatism happens in joints. Uh-huh. Arthritis. You have to do it with your hand like it.
You know, there's a disease that you wouldn't hear too much about it now. But children used to get it. They'd choke up. They get blisters inside their throat and they choke up. And you were probably vaccinated for it.
Tuberculosis.
What else?
I don't know what else is.
Do you ever hear of dip?
Who?
Diphtheria or diphtheria?
Yeah.
What did you hear that called?
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
I don't know that one. Never heard of that one.
Do you ever hear yellow janders or jaundice or anything like that? And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you call that?
Down where?
Down here. When you have your appendix removed, what disease you say you had?
I don't know.
And you'd say, I don't know whether he did that or not, but people
think he did.
Okay. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you say he had to
vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
Mm-mm.
What about a joking way or a kind of a crude way of saying that?
He coughed it up.
Okay. How does that sound?
Sounds all right to me.
What about puke or barf or throw up? Did you ever
never heard of them.
Hadn't heard of any of them? If a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Yeah.
Sick where?
In the stomach.
Huh?
In the stomach.
And say if a neighbor of yours had gotten some news, and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you about it. You say she came right over. Why?
Got some news.
Uh-huh. It heard something.
Some news or news?
News.
Oh. She came right over and told me.
Or why did she come over? You say she came over here.
To gossip, I guess.
Okay. And you tell a child, if you do that again, I'll
hurt you.
Would you ever say I'll go and hurt you or take and hurt you?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear those?
Nuh-uh.
And if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say he was
I guess courting one of them, something like that.
How does that sound to you?
Sound right. Sound like, old to me.
Uh-huh. What would people say nowadays?
I don't know.
He would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
Is that what people would say nowadays?
Yeah.
Any other names they'd use?
Fiance.